5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
How do you let people know about your amazing app, book, or website? The answer is post-launch. More than search engine optimization and marketing, and more than social media postings, post-launch offers the latest cutting-edge solutions in web presence marketing. The web is crucial to your success. There are literally hundreds of places to manage your brand online, and post-launch knows them all. They promote a compelling online social media platform through dozens of today's hottest web venues. Postlaunch initiates the web presence you need for success. Postlaunch will organize the best media campaign for what you want to promote. You will be a force on the internet, and you will get the attention your hard work deserves. The countdown to your successful liftoff is with Postlaunch. For priority service, tell them Mona sent me. Call 702-800-2131. That's 702-800-2131. Or go to postlaunch.co.
You may have seen Mystic Mona rubbing elbows with major celebrities or on their reality program, Sister Wives. When I need the best intuitive advice on the go, I turn to the Dice Wisdom app, available for both iPhone and Android. The Dice Wisdom app is all I need for that extra edge. Go to dicewisdom.com.
Do you have an amazing idea for an app for iPhone or Android? Do you want to create the most professional showcase of your idea? Contact the professionals at Raster Media and explore how they can help you make your dream a reality. When Mona wanted to create an app for her book, Raster Media guided her through the entire process. They made Dice Wisdom a professional and inspirational app for iPhone and Android. Mona did her research when she found Raster Media. They not only specialize in app development, they also assist their clients with everything to make your new app a success. They guide you through the complicated process of launching your app through all the appropriate delivery channels. Raster Media is locally owned and operated in Las Vegas for over a decade. Find out why notable organizations are loyal customers of this creative team. Go to www.rastermedia.com or call 702-943-1832 and watch your dream become a reality. That's rastermedia.com.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chanting Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You've tuned in to Psychic View with the official psychic of Las Vegas, Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Call in now to ask Mona your specific question at 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View with Mystic Mona.
Well, welcome everybody to this fabulous Monday, only 10 days from Christmas, so if you haven't finished your shopping, now's the time. I have to tell you, I'm completely done. I'm seriously done as of yesterday. I'm so pleased with myself that I actually got it done early this year instead of the harried last-minute thing. Although what I'm probably going to do is end up doing some other sort of random acts of Christmas for some folks that I know, and maybe even some of my clients that would probably love to have a little extra something coming their way. So I always draw a card of the day, and my card of the day today is a card in traditional tarot. It's the Seven of Pentacles. In my deck, it's actually called Patience, and I use the Osho Zen tarot deck. And what that card usually means is you need to wait for what you want. You can't push it. Usually you're waiting on somebody else to make a decision. But mostly what it is I call the card divine timing. Sometimes the thing that you most want isn't divinely timed for you to get it when you want it, when you think you want it. And so please think of it this way. If you have planted a bunch of corn and you go out in the field because the corn's grown about a foot, you can't tug on the corn and make it grow faster. You just need to wait for it to grow. Because what I'm seeing here is that there's the vibration that I'm getting right now is that there is something in your crosshairs that's worth the wait. So be willing to wait for it. And that's in every area of your life. That's health, that's love, that's career, that's spiritual enlightenment. All of it is waiting for the right timing for your spirit, your mundane self to get it. So, all right, I'm going to go right to area code 619. Hello, 619. Who's this?
Hello, Mona. My name is Ann. How are you doing?
Hi, Ann. What's your question?
Well, my friend, a gentleman, we broke up about a week ago. Actually, we had an argument, and I decided that I didn't want to talk to him. But do you see that he will try to reconnect with me in the near future?
No, and I'll tell you why. Because, and I don't want you, well, at least not anytime really soon, because what it's saying now, what the cards are saying about him right now, is that he's made it an ego thing, all right? He knows that he was wrong, so let me start with that. He knows he was wrong, but now he's made it an ego thing, so he's certainly willing to wait to see if you, remember how I said right at the beginning of the program to wait for what you want? What your cards are saying is if you do anything at all to reach out to him, he will feel as though he's in power. So what I'd like you to do instead is I'd like you to put him on the back burner and go, wow, I think I might have dodged a bullet. I think that maybe he really wasn't a good fit for me. And I want you to start looking for somebody else that you can actually really be yourself with. Because what your cards are saying about this particular man is that you kept trying to be what you thought he wanted you to be instead of just you being yourself.
And, yeah, I'm and, looking you know, for someone else, but still, I would like to stay friends with him in future.
Okay, well, you can't stay friends with him now because if you try and reach out to him now, he's going to think that he won the argument. So, and he didn't win the argument. And what I want you to do is wait for him to reach out to you. And then you can say, you know, I'm so happy that you called. I really want to make sure that no matter what happens, we stay friends. But wait for him to call you. And according to this, he will call you. But you... I'm sorry?
I'm going. I'm sorry.
I didn't hear your question.
You said that he will call back like this month or next month.
Probably not. Well, probably between Christmas and New Year, you might hear from him like a text. But what I'm getting right now is that in no way at all should you reach out to him, because what I'm getting here is that this man is not in an emotional place to actually be in a relationship, which is why the argument got heated up the way it did. He's afraid to actually be in a love relationship right now. That's what the cards are saying. And you don't want to be with a man that's not ready to be with somebody as magnificent as you are.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm sorry,
you're breaking up just a little bit.
So you suggest not even respond to the Christmas greeting or... New Year's
Well, I don't mind if you respond, but just don't respond immediately. Don't act as though you're waiting on any indication at all to connect with him. So if he sends you a Merry Christmas greeting, say, first thing in the morning, you wait till that evening to respond back and say, thank you for thinking of me. Merry Christmas to you, too. But you make it almost formal.
Yeah, definitely. But do you
all
see
right,
that
girl.
There's a potential that things will improve after that? Or?
Well, see, what I'm seeing, Ann, is that he kind of did you a favor by being a bit of a dick in this argument, by really showing his true colors with you. I think he did you a favor to see what you're, so you really had a good intuitive idea of what you're dealing with. So I would rather this person be a friend than any kind of potential romantic relationship, because what I'm seeing here is that you keep trying to change yourself to get his attention, and that's not the right relationship. So I hope that helps. Thanks for calling. See you later. Okay, bye. All right. Let's see. There was somebody here that really wanted to get on the air. Let me see if I can get her on the air. Oh, there she is. Hello, area code 951. Who's this?
Oh, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy. What's your question for me today?
I just had a question about a friend. And his name is Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of wanted to know what your thoughts are, if you kind of see anything coming out of this friendship?
Well, okay, there is potential here, but you have yet to really tap into what he really vibrates to. And according to what I'm seeing here, Brian is a huge, he's really into business or stocks or something connected with earning money.
Mm-hmm.
That earning money to him is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the more that you can get interested in that, and you have to genuinely be interested in it. You can't fake this.
Mm-hmm.
But
right.
The more you're interested in business with him, the more attention you'll get from him. This has potential. Right now, he's coming up reversed in your cards, specifically because you have yet to bring up a subject that actually rocks his world.
Mm-hmm.
See, you want to go romantic with him. Romantic
mm-hmm.
doesn't happen till he decides that you're smart enough for him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this is a very different kind of relationship than a lot of other men that you've dated in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But this is the one that I don't want you to hold back from how smart you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what does he do for work?
He does, what's the word? Just like, he works for a utility company. So
uh-huh.
He's looking to, like, go to other positions, like, right now. But he's just, like, in office. He's in office right now for a utility
okay.
company. Mm-hmm.
Well,
but I do think he does stuff on this. Uh-huh, go ahead.
Okay, he's a little, he's good at what he does, but he feels
mm-hmm.
a little stuck in his career right now. So
mm-hmm.
So part of his challenges is that he's not career-wise where he wants to be. But I'll tell
mm-hmm.
you, and I can pretty much guarantee you, if you were to say something like, you know, it would be really fun if you and I learned how to work the stock market. Like if
mm-hmm.
we each put $1,000 in like a E-Trade or stock trade account, and
mm-hmm.
and we, you know, it's like Scott Trade, E-Trade, one of those, Ameritrade, whatever they are now,
mm-hmm.
and we did kind of a, like a little competition to see who can make the most money in the first 3 months.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because here's the thing, is that this guy needs an intellectual distraction as well as a romantic one, but it's going to be intellectual first.
Mm-hmm.
So the thing is that you're not going to see a lot of necessarily romantic gestures
mm-hmm.
until
mm-hmm.
he determines that you can be first his best friend, then you actually interest him intellectually, and then this guy's a slow burn. This is not somebody
mm-hmm.
that you're going to know in 3 months if this is the one.
Right, yeah.
But you are going to know that this is a guy that's really good for you to have in your life within
mm-hmm.
3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to tell you, this is going to be very different than any other relationship you've ever been in.
Yeah.
And I think you already know that.
We've been friends for a while, and it's different in terms of I know that you respect me in a caring way, you know, in terms of, like, he won't, like, can't explain what I mean, but he cares, I know that he cares about me, but at this point in our friendship, you know, since we've, like, hung out and stuff, we have not been romantic, as you stated. We've just been friends, like, hung out and went to my friend's house and I went to his friend's place, that sort of thing. But it always is in the back of my mind, like, like, I just kind of wonder, because he doesn't talk about it. He, you know, flirts in a funny way, but it's never serious. And he has that within him. He could be serious because he is very, very smart. And I'm smart, too. I'm just a little goofy, so I don't know if he sees that as, like, too goofy. I don't know. But that's just my personality. So.
Okay. The cards are coming up incredibly favorable with him, all right? You have a card here that talks about he's a new adventure for you. You guys get along really well together. That's another card in your reading. You have a card here of you're both very good at whatever you do for work. So that is both coming up. And then right in front of him, you have this card of amazing potential. So you need to look at the bigger picture. This is not a guy that ever rushes into anything.
Mm-mm.
He is incredibly pragmatic about not only his life, but especially his romantic life. So you're going, in his mind, you're going through kind of a test period right now. He wants to make sure you're not a whack job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He wants to make sure that, and I want to tell you, it's almost like he acts like an engineer, you know, where it's, he's got a checklist of the kind of person he wants to be with. And you're everything on the checklist. You're smart enough, which was the first priority. You're pretty enough. You're fun enough. You've got a good sense of humor. He likes spending time with you. He's already introduced you to his friends. So you're on the right path. Remember how I said at the beginning of the program? Be patient. Wait for it. Seriously. Wait for it. Okay? Wait for it. I really like him. Don't mess
it
up.
I just feel like it goes through spells. Like sometimes, you know, for his birthday, I went out with him and just like his friends, and I'm just like, okay, am I like the friend? You know, because that's how it kind of felt. And then like sometimes you get into these moods where, you know, he won't text or, you know, he doesn't talk, and I just get a little bit annoyed, you know. I'm just like, yeah, whatever. And then, but when he does want to talk, when he is in the mood, and when he talks for hours,
okay.
You know.
You're on the right, sweetie, you are on the right path here. If this is what it looks like in a relationship with him, it's just in the actual relationship you'll have sex.
Yeah.
But this is exactly, I'm serious, this is exactly what the relationship looks like. He respects you by not having sex with you too soon. And I really want you to look at it that way.
Yeah.
And you could even say something, you know, as you get close to the holidays, get him a modest gift for Christmas. Nothing like one of the best gifts on the market right now. Does he drink whiskey or scotch?
Wine. He likes wine.
Okay. So you get him like one of those aerator things that you can attach to a glass and pour the wine through so it aerates the wine quick. Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's the perfect gift for him. And say, I got this for you just in case you want to open a cheap bottle of wine and have it taste decent. And then and then you get him like a bottle of two-buck chuck from Trader Joe's.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, you make it fun, but something that he would actually use.
Okay.
All right. A modest gift. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Just keep doing what you're doing, but don't push it.
I know, and sometimes I feel like that's where I'm at, where, you know, you just get a little impatient.
Okay, sweetie, instead of making it happen, let it happen.
Okay.
Those are your three words of mantra right now. Let it happen. All right, girl, gotta go.
Thank you so much. All right.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Let me see. I've got somebody here from the 561 area code. Hello, 561. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Lisa. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
I just left a job that was very toxic. I only worked there for about not even a month, and I wanted to see what was wrong with these people and if you see a new job coming up for me soon, because I do have some possibilities coming up.
Okay. What your cards are saying is that you have a very difficult time allowing yourself to get close to people at a job. And so what your cards are saying is that the reason why this one didn't work out is that you did an excellent job of isolating yourself from everybody that you were working with. Okay?
Yeah.
And I have to tell you, that's the biggest challenge you have, my friend, is that you go into a job where you think that everybody's kind of out to get you, and that's not really the case.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So your question is there another job on the horizon? Yes, but
mm-hmm.
you need to be willing to take almost anything that's presented to you so that you have a job while you're looking for a job that's better. All right?
Okay.
But you need to look at the people that you work with as though they are a team of yours and not your enemy. Because the statement you made when you first asked me your question implies that you think everybody was sort of out to get you at that job because you said the environment was toxic. I actually
mm-hmm.
think that you didn't really like the job, and so
no.
you didn't allow yourself to bond with the people there, right? So today, as soon as we hang up the phone, I want you to put on something that looks relatively attractive and go to one or two temporary services and say you're willing to do anything, receptionist, wrap presents in a department store, you're willing to do anything to help out.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I'm getting here is that the reason why that job was, the reason why you're not at that job anymore is not so much that the people were toxic, it's because you didn't like the job.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Is I would love it if you worked for a place that at least your daily activities are tolerable until you actually go after what you really want to do, Lisa. But you need to earn money.
Yeah.
And the thing is that the quickest way to get a job right now is to go to a temporary staffing company and say, look, these are the things I'm good at. And I'm willing to do anything. I'd love to attempt a higher position in this industry because this is where I have the most skill. But I'm willing to be the person that you call at the last minute at 7:30 in the morning, and I can go in for a day if you even need me to. Because if you have that kind of attitude when you go to the temporary staffing service, they will hire you. They will put you on jobs. Because the worst thing in the world for you right now, Lisa, is to be idle.
Right.
You don't do idle very well, so you really need to find something to do to stay busy. So I hope that
mm-hmm.
helps.
Okay,
all right,
thanks
for calling. See ya. Okay, bye. All right, let me see. Hold on a sec, you guys. I'm going to take a drink of water. I'll be right back.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com, and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
You need help. You need answers. And I'm considering my next movie role. I consult Mystic Mona's app, Dice Wisdom. That gives me great advice for all my important meetings. I wish I had Dice Wisdom when I was tempted by my housekeeper. Ah, but the past is the past. I'm back in the movie biz now, and all is good. Go to dicewisdom.com. Go on, you know you want to. Do it now.
Welcome back, everyone. I've got somebody here from the 510 area code. Hello, 510. Who's this?
Hello, it's Margaret Holmes.
Hi, Margaret. What's your question?
Actually, I have two questions for you. Let's see if I can
just tackle the first one, and then if the cards want to address the second one, we'll go with that.
Okay, that's fine. Over the course of maybe a year and a half, I've been experiencing a lot of premonitions, feeling like a lot of energy. It's really increased really in the past 12 months, so much to the point where I've started keeping two journals of what I feel, things that I, will see, or, just little, inclinations and just those type of things. And so, I'm really, right now I'm just kind of struggling because I'm in this phase where in my gut I know what I feel, the energy, but then there's so much doubt. So I wanted to know, do you feel or do you think, that I may have something? Do the cards say something? I mean, I really don't know how to really kind of, direct, my question because, I'm doubting a lot, my ability.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to put some discipline connected with these impressions. I love the idea that you're keeping journals. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But what I want you to do is I want you to set aside a time every day that you specifically train yourself to be open to it. Because I think the biggest issue you have going right now is focus. So what I would do, and there's a couple of different ways you can do this, all right? You can take a blue ceramic bowl, about 10 inches in diameter, and you fill it with water.
Mm-hmm.
Distilled water is my favorite, but fill it with water, all right? And then what you do, and you're going to think this is odd, and I've never told anybody this before, so it's kind of interesting you have to be calling me for this particular question because I'm getting this for you, is that you take this blue ceramic bowl, you fill it with water, and then you take some coffee grounds, and you do a clockwise sprinkle of the coffee grounds into the water. So it's like you're taking a pinch of coffee grounds, all right? And then you sprinkle it clockwise, starting at 12 o'clock ahead of you, and you sprinkle it clockwise. You should face east while you're doing this, all right? So you put it on a table, say in your kitchen, you face east while you're doing it. You do this in the same place every morning at the same time. So if you wake up every morning at, say, 6 a.m., you get up, it's okay to have a cup of coffee, and you fill up your blue bowl with water. You do your clockwise circle of coffee grounds while you're facing east, right? And then you sit there with your journal next to you, and you write down the impressions that you're getting from the patterns of the coffee in the water.
Oh, wow. Okay. This is interesting.
The reason I'm telling you to do that is that a lot of the impressions you're getting right now are not actually real psychic impressions. They're fearful impressions.
Oh, wow.
So what you're going to do is you're going to set a specific, and I don't care if it's day or night. I prefer morning because mornings are, you're fresh from a night's sleep. But I want you to do this every morning, and I want you to do it every morning for about a month. And then when these impressions come up at other times, I want you to say, I'll address this tomorrow morning at 6. I want you to block it.
Okay.
Because a lot of the impressions you're getting right now are based on fear and not based on actual psychic impressions.
Okay. This is...
So I hope that helps. I'm sorry, I have to go to the next call, but I hope that helps.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. See you later.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
Okay, I've got somebody here from the 706 area code. Hello, 706.
Hi.
Who's this?
Hi, this is Tawana.
Hi, Tawana. What's your question?
Hi. The question I have is, I have been out of work for a minute due to I am an administrative worker. However, I was injured out on the dock, hit by a forklift.
Oh,
so
my
I've been
God.
Out of work. Yeah, I've been out of work for a little while on this workers' comp, and the crunch is getting tighter on me financially. Of course,
right.
I had to obtain legal counsel. Just wanting, what are the cards saying as far as us wrapping this up? Now, I'm not where I need to be physically, but I have advised my attorney that, look, we can go ahead and talk settlement because, you know, as far as ongoing assistance for me, because I'm going to be honest, I feel like maybe should I file bankruptcy or just hold on, you know, if it's not
well,
going to be that much longer. Because I hate to file bankruptcy and that stay on my credit for years.
Okay, so your cards are talking about that there's a reason to celebrate connected with the number 6. So I don't know if that's 6 days, 6 weeks, but I don't think it's 6 months.
I right? don't either. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means that if we're doing 6 weeks, that by the end of January, you will have enough financial resources to be able to hang in until you can actually physically go back to work. And so the settlement should be roughly not millions of dollars here.
Oh, no, because, I'm not expecting that.
Okay,
I'm a realist.
But,
mm-hmm.
right. Hold on. I got to drink. It's the season. Hold on. Let me take a drink of water.
Take your time.
Much better. Okay. What I'm looking at is probably the equivalent of maybe a year, year and a half worth of your salary as a settlement.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not talking, you know, $250,000 or $500,000.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about
mm-hmm.
enough to get you through until you're able to go back to work.
Mm-hmm.
And that you need to talk to your attorney about, okay, you know, this forklift thing, it's injured me. I can't go back to work. I probably won't be able to go back to work till July or September.
Yeah, I know I can't return to where I came from at all, you know.
Well, and that's okay. You don't want to go back there anyway.
No,
right?
I don't.
So that's what I want you to do is I want you to talk to your attorney about what does your attorney think is a reasonable settlement that he could actually negotiate.
Okay.
All right. So and in your mind, you need to have a figure of what you think is reasonable that would tide you over till, say, September of next year, all right? So we're talking
mm-hmm.
like 9 months worth of living expenses plus a little extra. In other words, basically what your salary would be plus a little extra for the fact this has been a big pain for you, all right? So you come up with that figure and you write that on an index card.
Okay.
So let's say, I'm just going to use a round figure. Let's say it's $100,000, all right? You take that $100,000.
You're reading my mind.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
you take the $100,000, you put it on an index card, okay? And I want you to put it on the index card on, there's two sides to an index card. There's the lined side and there's the blank side.
Mm-hmm.
On the blank side, I want you to write 100K, all right, in big black letters. And
mm-hmm.
then at the bottom of that 100K in your own handwriting, I want you to write this or something better. Now manifest for me and the benefit of all concerned. And I want you to post that sign every place in your home, in the mirror in your bathroom, the front
of
your
refrigerator.
Would you
get out of my head?
In front of your microwave,
mm-hmm.
on your coffee maker. I want you to put it. In other words, everywhere your eyes might settle while you're sitting or wandering around your house needs to be at least in every room. Okay?
Okay.
At
okay.
eye level, that 100K, because you're sending the vibration that's what you need. Now, having said that, I want to tell you that you may come up with your own business that you do from home between now, by the time when the settlement happens. You may not decide to go back to work specifically because you're not really healthy enough to go back to work or healed enough to go back to work, but it may motivate you to have some sort of an online business.
It already has, and it's not online. It will be, but it is my own business. You are
okay.
Great.
Okay, so I'm telling you that it looks like your business launch happens, well, the big public business launch happens between July and September of next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to tell you one more thing. It's time to call in your favors with the people that owe you.
Wow, that's a lot of people.
Okay, but you—that's what you need to do after you put this 100K notice all over your house, tape
okay.
it up everywhere. Then I want you to call anyone that owes you money, and I want you to say, "Hey, it's me, Tawana. I want to let you know that you know, I've been out of work since September, whenever it was." And then you say, "I really need to have a little extra money to kind of get through until there's a settlement." And, you know, that $500 that I loaned you about a year and a half ago, I could really use it right now.
Right.
But you do that for everybody that owes you money or owes you anything. Okay? And then here's the thing. You, in my opinion, you just have to make it till the end of January. And then everything starts to happen for you.
I had gauged end of January as well. Wow. Okay.
All right, girl. Got to go. Thanks for calling.
You're wonderful. Have a great day.
Takes one to know one,
bye.
Baby. Takes one to know one. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from, fabulous Las Vegas. Hello, Las Vegas. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kim. Good morning.
Hi, Kim. What's your question
for me?
Good
morning, Mona. Okay, well, my question is, at first when I sought you out, it was for relationship purposes, but honestly, it's just really about my career and just being being a great mom and just looking forward to great things in the future. So really my career, that's what I just really want to know about.
Well, see, here's the thing about you that I really like. You're really good at handling high-stress situations. You might not like it, but you're really good at it.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yep.
So had I gotten a hold of you right out of high school, I would have told you to go into nursing.
Yeah. Yep.
And the reason I would have told you to go into nursing is because you have this calming influence on people that are incredibly scared and stressed out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want you to think about the kind of careers that align with people that are high stressed and need somebody like you to just calm them down. All right?
Okay.
So what is your background? What have you done in the past?
Well, right now, in the past, I've done, like, security. Right now, I'm in the service industry. I'm a bartender. I serve. Just recently, I found a new hidden talent. I've been walking around here singing a lot. And I don't know. I'm all over the place. Don't know if I'm going to be here in Las Vegas in much longer.
Well, here's the funny thing. Here's the funny thing is that your biggest focus between now and the end of February is to show off all the things you can do. So if somebody comes to your bar, right, and it happens to be their birthday, I want you to make up a new birthday song. Not happy birthday to you. I want you to make up a new birthday song that when it's somebody's birthday, you actually sing them this kind of sort of sexy song that's all about the birthday.
I can do that. Sounds
I know
good.
You can. And you're gonna make your own birthday song. And it's not going to be happy birthday to you because that always embarrasses the crap out of anybody. So, you know, one of my favorite birthday songs, which is not the one you're going to sing, but it's you say it's your birthday. That's like my favorite birthday song.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday to you. But
deep.
You come up with you come up with your own song. And you can even say I made up a song for you because it's your birthday. And you sing it to them. And this is for both women and men, not just for the guys that are going to tip you more.
That's right.
And then it doesn't hurt if you have like little presents in your car, little emergency presents for people that it's their birthday. Yes. And you actually have like your bar back watch the bar and say, I'll be right back. And then you bring the person a little birthday something.
I like it.
Okay. Now, the reason I'm having you do this is because what the cards are saying is that you're going to meet somebody kind of spontaneously that's going to like you and is going to want to help you in your career.
Okay, I'll take that.
But I want you to look way bigger than just the next job. I just want you to look way bigger than the next job. All right, girl.
All right.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you, Mona.
See you later. You're
good
welcome.
Day.
See you later. Okay, you too.
Bye now.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 215 area code. Hello, 215. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Natalie.
Hi, Natalie.
How you doing?
That's one of my favorite names, by the way.
Thank you. I was wondering if my sister is going to suffer any legal consequences doing all the dirty work she's done and if I'm going to beat her in court.
Oh, you're going to totally beat her in court. She's not as prepared as you are. Here's the thing. Here I have you coming up as the disciplined on the right side of the law person. That's you. Then your sister's coming up as she's flying by the seat of her pants, literally. Literally flying by the seat of her pants. All right? And what it's saying here is where she has been the queen of procrastination, you have been just the opposite. You've been the queen of preparation, all right? And it's saying here is that there's something by February that happens. And one of the things that may happen is that you might want to put some sort of a, oh, I don't know, the olive branch of a let me get this off your table. In other words, you get what you want, but you don't have to spend more money to do it. So you consult with your attorney about what would take to settle it. Because I have to tell you, she has absolutely no chance to win, according to what I'm seeing here. So if you want to end this quicker, you can. Does that all make sense?
Yes, I was just wondering if she was going to get caught doing anything that she did do.
Well, see, here's the
funny
thing.
It's not very legal.
I don't really care if she gets caught. I just want it off your table.
Yes, me too.
I just want it. If you can figure out a way to get it done before the new year, that would even be better. But what it's saying here is if it rolls on its natural course, it's looking at that it gets it's done as of February, by the end of February. But you can make it happen quicker if you just say, okay, look, this is all I want to end this. And then the thing is that your sister, man, very, it's like I get this very hand-to-mouth vibration with her that, she's got this chip on her shoulder that the world owes her in some way.
Right.
Which is why she behaves the way she does. But I'm telling you, you're in the right here. There's no question in my mind that this will go in your favor. I would just like you to get it done sooner than later, whatever way you can do to make that happen. And then when you find out that she's incarcerated or in trouble by March or April, then this has already been settled. Do you see what I mean?
Right.
So, taking care, just whatever you can do to just get it off your table, just get it off. Because I'd rather you not have to deal with it and that your new year starts fresh for you.
Okay.
Because as long as you're fighting this, she's taking away energy from you.
Yeah.
Or I should rephrase that. As long as you're fighting this, you're allowing her to take energy from you.
Right. No, I understood that.
Okay, girl. All right. Thanks for checking in.
Thank
By the
you
way,
very
I think
much.
You this is the first time you've ever called. How did you find the program?
I was thinking about putting a show on Blog Talk Radio, but I don't know much about it. How to work it, that is, and
yeah.
I happened to come across your show, and I'm like,
you just
call
decided
in.
To give a call. You listened
yeah.
in and went, she doesn't sound like a whack job. I think I'll call in.
And
hey,
the first card that you came up with for the card of the day, like, totally made sense in every aspect. So,
Very cool. Well, listen, I want to let you know that that I do the there's several different levels you can do, and I do the level that allows you. And you can email me if you want. Just go to my website, email me, say that you talked with me, and I'll tell you which one I've done because it works really well for me. Because I firmly believe, Natalie, that the people that are meant to find me will find me.
Okay.
And when I go into that very relaxed vibration, that's exactly what happens.
Okay.
All right, girl. Good luck.
Thank you
Let
very
me know
much.
What happens, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, see
Bye-bye.
You later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 216 area code. Hello, 216. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. Happy holidays. It's Sharon. How are you?
Hi, Sharon. What's your question?
Well, I want to know if it's going to be a go-ahead with I had a meeting on this past Friday, if it's going to be a yes.
Right. Okay. Have you been tuned in since the beginning of the program?
Yes. Yes, I
okay.
got your card. Yes.
Okay.
The
because
card you put,
I'm
oh, yeah, I listen,
you,
Mona.
I love you for that. All right. So here's the thing. Your cards are talking about, you know, when you start a new project, there
mm-hmm.
is this sort of compulsion to show all of the sparkle that you have in your ability, all right? I want you to tone down your sparkle a little bit.
Okay.
Instead of 150%, I want you to give 100%.
Okay.
Don't kill yourself right now to make a great impression because the timing's off. All right?
Okay.
What it's saying here is that there's a brand new launch coming for you in some way in January. So you've already put it out there. So now don't say a word about it. Don't bring it up again till say the Wednesday, whatever. I think what's the Wednesday? Don't bring it up till January 7th.
Okay.
I'm actually giving you or maybe even January 8th. Make it January 8th. That's a Thursday. Thursdays are good after the first of the year starts. So Thursday, January 8th, 2015 is when you follow up on it. But between now and then, you don't say a word.
Well, that's funny that you would say that because this particular thing, it starts the second week of January.
All right. Well, that's perfect because here's the thing. All you want to show is that you're a total team player as to whatever the decision is. That's all you want to show.
Okay. They haven't
okay.
made a decision
Cause
yet. Because
I know,
then?
See,
oh,
Sharon, sweetie, I know you're super magnificent. And if I gave you a project and said, here, you know, run with this. Here's your budget. Run with it. You would do way more than I expected. I know you well enough to know that. Okay. But here's the thing, you're working, you have to work with other people, damn it, sometimes, damn it, you got to work with other people. So you got to be able to give them room for their spotlight too.
Okay.
And right now, if you support the people that are politically popular right now,
uh-huh.
you support them, then you get your chance in the spotlight too.
Okay.
All right, girl. Thanks for checking in.
Thank you. Okay.
All right, see you
bye
later.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, let me see. I've got somebody here from the, you know, you guys, I have to tell you, I'm really impressed with the calls today. Thank you so much for all of you tuning in. Okay, I got somebody here from the 917 area code. Hello, 917. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ashiel. How are you?
I'm good. How are you? How do you spell your name?
A-S-H-I-L.
Ashiel, what a pretty name. I love your name. All right, what's your question for me?
My question is, I ended this year all my friendship because I was betrayed by all my friends. So
oh,
now
man.
I'm starting over. Yeah, so now I'm ready to start over. And,
right.
And you know, I'm starting a friendship with someone that I met in my gym. And
right.
I'm just curious if it's someone I can trust, you know, to see if there's a chance for a good friendship.
Well, there is this amazing man that is about to come into your life that's going to act as an inspiration for you. But what I really like about him is how down to earth he is and how you can actually feel like yourself. But the very first thing I want you to do is sort of an exercise of release for the last relationship because I have to tell you, you're still stinging about that. That still hurts. So what I want you to do is I want you to take out a sheet of paper, and I want you to write a goodbye letter to this person, and I want you to write everything that this person did in the letter, all right? At the bottom of the letter, I want you to write, I release this past relationship. Then I want you to sign your name. I want you to crumple it up and go outside and safely burn it. Okay?
Okay.
And then after you do that, every time this person comes into your brain, you need to just say the words, I release you. I'm done with you. You're in the past. Because what I'm seeing is this new relationship that's coming into your life is somebody that's going to be incredibly meaningful to you, not only personally but professionally.
Okay, is that around Lady Thompson?
What it's saying is that it starts by you being really good friends with them first, that you just, the more direct and honest you are, the more this person responds to you. And I don't mean this in a weird, serious way. I mean this in a really fun, sort of joking way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that the lighter you are, the more optimistic and light and funny that you are, the more this person wants to be around you.
Okay, so what about these new friends? Is there somebody I should pursue friendship with?
What you need to do is need to act like your best friends. In other words, do not pursue a romantic interest until you know that this is somebody that you can actually let your guard down with romantically. In other words, you really need to know this person before you get intimate with this person.
I don't mind just being friends. I felt there's a connection there, but I wasn't sure because in the past, you know.
Yeah, actually, it's saying anyone new coming into your life right now is beneficial for you.
Okay,
so
good.
So I'm not worried about it at all.
Okay.
So it's okay to trust again, I guess, is what I'm trying to tell you.
From this point on, to be trusted, okay.
All right, girl. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 806 area code. Hello, 806. Who's this?
This is Sherry. How are you?
Hi, Sherry. What's your question?
I wanted to know what you were saying around a move to New Mexico for me.
Well, my immediate reaction is yes.
Yes,
but let
that's
me see
mine, too. Why not? What am I waiting on?
Yes. Okay. You have some amazing cards here. You have a card that talks about disruption that you're creating, disruption that you want to have happen. You're tired of always being the giver or the go-to gal. So you actually get to sort of have your new beginning. And I really would love you to do a ritual of release where you actually take out a sheet. This is before you move. Take out a sheet of paper. Write down the name of somebody that did something to hurt you and what the bastard did. And you do this for every person you can think of for as far back as you can remember. And then at the bottom of that list, you write, I release these past experiences for my new beginning. Then you sign your name, you crumple it up, you go outside and you safely burn it.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, New Mexico, oh, hell yes.
Yeah.
You're not ready to commit to anything where you are right now.
Because
you don't
want to
stay where you are right now. Yeah,
exactly.
So I'm on board with it. You're doing the right thing, girl.
It just seems that I'm following my dreams and going down my spiritual path, but then all of a sudden there's financial delays or...
No, you're going to make this happen.
Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 210 area code. Hello, 210. Who's this?
This is Pearl from Texas.
Hi, Pearl. What's your question? Hi, Pearl. I didn't recognize who you were. I only got like 2 minutes, so ask me your question quick.
Good. It's a quickie. When do you think my brother will come visit again in Texas?
Well, This is talking about the relationship is beyond the demographics of where you are or the logistics of where you are. It's saying when he has time. It's not that he doesn't want to be with you. It's just that he's busy.
Okay.
But it's not giving me any timing. And I have to tell you, every one of your cards does not have a number on it. You have every card is the only card that has a number on it is zero. So it's when he can make time to be there. And I have a question. Did you ever settle anything with your former employer?
No.
Ah, dang. That's sad.
What do you mean settle?
Well, because I get this impression that your former employer really owed you. And that,
no, she didn't. It was actually an internship, and she was going to offer me a job, but we negotiated. But I don't know if she got the contract or not. And
no.
I
right.
during the interview process, I wondered if I said something that she didn't understand.
Right. Well, I'm getting sort of unresolved. It's like an unresolved business with that. So sending her a holiday card and letting her know that you appreciated the opportunity of the potential with her might not be a bad idea.
Yeah. What I learned from that was I will never discuss money without it being in writing again, because she interpreted my question as possibly being greedy when I was just trying to understand the breakdown.
Right. Right.
And I would have taken anything for the experience. You know?
Yeah, I know, but you just settling it in the most positive way you can right now is going to benefit you in a big way. So I'm just throwing it out there for you to think about how you might do that, whether you actually reach out to her and send her something or you just do something vibrationally.
Oh, I'll send her a card. We really
okay.
like each other. Yeah, no, I don't have any problem sending your card. No,
okay.
I would still work for her.
The thing is that I'm getting that there is some sort of reward coming from her to you, and that's why I'm mentioning it.
Excellent. That's exciting.
All right, girl. Thanks for calling.
Happy holidays. Goodbye.
Same to you. See you later. Bye.
How do you contact Mona? Her website is thepsychicview.com and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Mona is available for special events, VIP receptions, Las Vegas trade shows, and personal readings in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the City of Las Vegas and is the published author of Chancing Life, Wisdom in a Dice Toss. Call 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Remember, Mona changes lives one at a time.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View with Las Vegas psychic Mona Van Joseph. Psychic View is brought to you each Monday morning at 9 a.m. for your entertainment and consideration. Follow Psychic View on Twitter and Blog Talk Radio to be notified of Mona's special programs. Want an extended reading on Psychic View? Like Mystic Mona's page on Facebook. Mona will consider requests from that page. Mona is available for phone and in-person readings by appointment. Call 702-571-0461 to book an appointment or go to mysticmona.com. Indicate that you are a fan of Mona's radio program for a special discount. For more information on sessions, please visit mysticmona.com. Thank you for enjoying Mystic Mondays with Mona. And remember, Psychic View, because the present moment is the gift.